Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about the best tank, and that is what I offer in my value as being Ash Friendly, as being the owner of it, in me as an individual. In between Ash Friendly and myself and Ashbo, we are the best tanks for Ash Friendly, representing our culture, our family, the world, and a definition of someone who's going to take a beating in life. It has been one hard lesson, one hard time of creating Ash Friendly. People of all walks, all cultures, all skin colors, all religions have tried to take advantage of me, steal all my money, beat me down, destroy everything that I own, destroy my reputation, my character, who I am as an individual, and I'm still here. That's what a best tank does. It takes a beating so other people can do what they need best, whether it's building a culture, helping out other people, keeping people safe, providing food, providing water, providing shelter, and doing whatever they need to do for the people that are weak and the most vulnerable. It says a lot about you if you don't take care of someone who is disabled and someone who struggles in life. And knowing that you're not going to take advantage of them because it's so easy. You're seeing nowadays so many children who are autistic being stolen from this world or being killed just because they're autistic, because they can kill them, because they can take them away, because they believe they don't live in our world where, like, there's evil out there. There's only, like, love and tenderness and kindness, because that's what they've been treated their whole life. And they're being kind to them, and the next thing you know, they're dead or they're stolen. The best tank is going to take a lot of that pressure off when they come, because they're going to come after Ash Friendly. It's already been happening, because opening and creating this has been a nightmare. People have stolen thousands and thousands of dollars from me, over $85,000 to creating this, and I'm still working on creating it. They have attacked my family. They have attacked my friends. They have attacked me. Over and over again. And I'm still here. Over the weekend, they decided to steal my oil dipstick. So that when they ran it into the ground, they just left it there in the middle of a hospital, smoking and just destroyed. And I can't get any of the money back. Because I have crappy car insurance. And because I can't report it stolen, because it was at a friend's house being looked after, and he's the one that did the damage. Because he hates Ash Friendly. Because he hates who I am, representing the poor, the disabled, the misfortunate, the insane. Life is about forgiveness. Life is about love and taking care of yourself, and those people have none of those things. When I mean the best tank, that means that they're going to throw rocks, stones, eggs, bricks, buildings at me, and I'm still just going to keep on moving, inch by inch. Not the fastest, I'm not the quickest, but I still get where I need to go so I can pave the way for others to be safe. They can hurt me, they can smash me, they can try to ruin my credibility, ruin me as an individual, because all my mistakes I pay for in this life. I don't pay for them in the next life. I'm all right here. If you want to come yell at me and scream at me because what I'm creating is helping the poor, helping the homeless, helping the mentally insane, helping the elderly, helping different cultures, helping different religions that struggle immensely, then so be it. But it's still for everyone. And if they ever decide they want to turn a new leaf and be good and be sweet and be a pillar in their community, they could join us. But until then, they will keep attacking me and attacking until I quit. I would have quit 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or 4 years ago building Ash Friendly, but I'm still here. The only thing that I've asked God for is make sure that my cat's safe and don't take my cat. You can take everything else around me, try not to keep my cat safe, But for them to come after me and take my cat, they first have to find my cat. And my cat only comes out to me. She knows better. She knows when evil comes. She knows when intruders are around. She can feel it, growls at it at night, growls at it during the day. There's evil here, and it's coming. So she hides. And I brace myself for the attack over and over and over again. There is no failure in what I'm doing. I don't care about whether or not how far I make it or when I make it. I just know it's going to happen. I just know Ash Friendly is going to be completed at some point. And then everything changes. How we look at each other, the value and currency that we use will slowly change because money will become absolutely useless to only people that need the power that goes with it, saying they have power, but they really don't. Piece by piece, step by step, is the only way that I've known. Going slow, making sure that I do the right thing, making sure I get held accountable for my actions, good or bad, make great decisions, and understand there is no wrong decisions. I'm in this situation. I'm in the middle of a closet talking to you at the time because I have no home, no place to go, no car, no money, and nothing. I'm just trying to make it. But I always get seeds of gifts of hope and light all the time. When they take away my car, other opportunities opened up magically. Didn't ask for them. Wasn't like, hey, this is what I need, but this is what I got. I'm at peace with losing all this money. I'm looking at peace with that because I'm still coming out with Ash Friendly. And I don't know how, besides the grace of God and the grace of the love that I have for myself and for humanity, that there's knowing out anyone out there in the world ready to do what needs to be done, which is the right thing. And I'm going to continue to do the right thing no matter what. And in speaking of my cat, here she is. She knows that she is safe and she knows that I'm needed. And she needs me. Because we are together. And because she is Ash Friendly. I had a business a long time ago with my logo of being creating a fashion company that is for people who are transgender and people who struggle. And my logo was a black cat. I have a black cat now. And she's more important to me than anything else in that any other item in the world. It's her. She makes sure that I stay calm. I stay peaceful. If I raise my voice too much, she starts to cry and gets angry. If I speak too loud so people can't hear me, then it doesn't work and she gets mad. She is my life, and she is the one that balances me out and keeps me focused. So I'm telling you, all the evil people out there, if you can hear my voice, I'm not going anywhere. You can steal my money. You can steal my car. You can take all my clothes, and I'll find a way to get clothes. You can steal all my valuables, and I'm still going to be here. You can ruin my friendships, my relationships with people, and that's okay, because they believe someone who's evil and don't believe in giving a second chance and forgiveness or understanding the mistakes that I've made in my life. But that's why I created Ash Friendly. Because not all of us are perfect. Not all of us can make great decision after great decision and not hurt everyone or hurt themselves. Sometimes we make great decisions we don't mean to, or we make bad decisions and we don't mean to. But we have to live with them for the rest of our life. It doesn't mean to ostracize them or kick them out just because they got caught and you didn't. It means they need forgiveness. It means they need to look at themselves and how can I do the right thing from here on out? What can I do to reconcile my life and to build it back up where I'm a pillar in the community? I'd rather have them than a million people that have made every single right choice, never been had a stone throw at them because they don't know what it's like to suffer and to go through pain day by day. So if you don't like us, then you probably don't like your neighbor. You probably don't like people that are on the street, or the people that you watch in the news, or the people that you watch your favorite movie or TV show with, because majority of them made mistakes. You can throw the whole world at me, and I'm still coming. And I'm still pushing forward because I have nothing else in my life and nothing else worth living for besides Ash Friendly. You can't get me off of it. You can't change my mind. No one believes in me. That's okay. No one supports me. No one gives me money for this. It's just all my money. And somehow every single day I end up with food in my belly, clothes in my back, and more money to move forward in Ash Friendly. I don't want you to throw stones at me or throw anything at me. Just join me when you're ready. Because you always need more tanks in the life. In this life. And who knows? You could be someone's best tank. Just like I have my best tank. Ashbo. Well, folks, I want to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you, we'll continue to make the world safer and beautiful place. And remember, together, we are Ash Friendly.